Gucci gang, 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 Gucci gang. Spent the race on new chain. My bitch love do cocaine. Ooh, I fuck a bitch, I forgot name. Yeah, I can't buy no bin wet rain. Ooh, rather go and buy ball mains. Hey, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
Joining us today is Single Shot.
Yay!
What's up, Single Shot?
Not much. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Another day.
Another day. I feel like the day is a waste.
Why?
Today I just cleaned. On my day off, I cleaned. And I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
Adulting is so annoying.
Adulting is so annoying.
Agreed.
I was going to go to the gun range, but that backfired on me, so.
I hate when I have plans.
Good plans.
And then adulting gets in my way.
Yeah, pretty much.
It sucks. Super sucks.
Pretty much would have rather been anywhere except cleaning my room, but I did. So.
I hate doing dishes.
Dishes are fucking annoying.
Dishes are so annoying, and I hate chopping vegetables.
Every time I do them, I end up cooking, and it totally ruins the cycle, and I have to start dishes over again. I was like, why?
Yeah, yes. I don't do dishes at all.
That and washing clothes.
Washing clothes is
so annoying.
It's
as well.
Tedious.
I don't like having to put them up. That's the part I hate.
Totally.
But then I get mad if my clothes are just left in a basket, like
wrinkly.
Yeah.
That's also very annoying.
I don't care, but other people seem to, so it's like, well.
I care.
Don't mess with my life.
I get super annoyed.
I do.
Wrinkle crap, that's my prerogative. Get off my back.
But haven't you ever seen someone out in public, like, with a super wrinkled
outfit? Oh, yeah,
outfit?
I'm totally judgmental about them.
But if it's
then
you.
At the same time, I'm like, I understand where you're coming from. Doing laundry is the worst.
I live the slob life. I never iron anything. Yes. I hope that it'll de-wrinkle itself by being hung up.
We're all pretty much the grunge life.
Yeah, that's true. I used to be like rainbow bright though.
Oh my god, yes, I know.
I would wear so many colors.
You would have been so popular in Japan.
I know. I love Japan. I'm going to go one day.
So what's our topic for discussion today, Rocket?
I don't know. I thought you had it.
You have the book right there.
Well, I have four different topics.
Pick the first one. Let's go, man.
Okay, so... Music.
Let's go!
Music nowadays. Garbage or not?
Garbage.
What do you think?
Music
garbage. Definitely garbage.
All music, no matter what genre, is garbage.
Let's see. What do they have nowadays? They have country rap.
Ugh.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
And then, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yes, and it's repulsive. Country music already sucks.
Country music already sucks. It is senseless pandering. It's no longer about anything. It's just, hey, I'm wearing jeans. I'll drive a truck.
I hate when we do karaoke and there's that one guy that always has to sing that country song. And he always stands there with one hand in his pocket and his cowboy boots on. Sometimes.
Thinks he's fucking Garth Brooks.
Yes, and he's so serious.
No.
And I can't even tell you what song it is because they all sound the same.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots. That's the song.
It is that one.
Sings.
It is.
And they think
that
it's
one.
The fucking greatest, but it is not.
It is the worst.
It's pretty awful.
Stop singing that song.
Trap music, which is somehow a worse form of dubstep.
Okay, there is good trap music, though.
You
I feel like
it
all
comment.
Sounds
You can
the
take
same.
That comment and shove it up your ass.
It literally all sounds the same.
There's some
It's
good
the
stuff.
Same beat. And then... Okay, maybe not.
Mumble rap.
Mumble rap
is lying
worse.
About being rap.
True. Totally
it's
true.
So bad.
We were having this discussion earlier. Rap used to mean something. It was about the struggles in life, your experiences.
And
rage.
Now it's just like...
Rage.
Sipping on the coffee. Where is the toilet paper?
Like, I think I took a poo. I think I took a poo.
All up in your nose. All up in your nose.
Yes.
And then the other guy comes in the back like,
huh, huh. I watch the back of the top of
a And the beats have gotten back to the point where they're like little Casio keyboard.
It's yeah, ridiculous.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
That's music. Pretty bad.
And the pop lyrics music. Nowadays, too.
Yes.
Everything is so repetitive. It's literally one sentence, the entire song, just on repeat.
Totally.
Yes.
And like pop music today is somehow awful. It's supposed to be popular, but and I guess it is.
It is awful.
But it is this complete awful. Back in our day, our pop music was what?
Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera,
Backstreet Boys,
NSYNC.
And that was actually music.
It was music. I'd still prefer Spice to listen Girls. To that. Spice Girls, yes.
It may have been repetitive nonsense for kids, but it sounded way better than all the shit coming out nowadays. Like, yeah, come on.
Seriously.
But it's also kind of like movies. Everything's just like regurgitated.
Yes, right. And all the reboots of shit suck, like so bad.
Yeah.
The animation, the characters, like...
We're never going to have, like, the Eagles.
No. It's never going to happen again. There's never going to be...
Ramones.
Good.
Somebody that is... Yeah.
Yeah. Pink Floyd.
And I think it's because nowadays so much effort is focused on the image of the artist instead of the actual talent of the artist. Look at people in the 70s and 80s. They were the ugliest fucking people singing songs, and their music was great.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that didn't matter.
That is so true.
Yeah, it's no longer about the music.
But even look at some of the people nowadays, especially, like, no offense, but a lot of the... Never mind. A lot of the... Okay, look at Katy Perry. How she used to be versus how she is now. Or, like, fucking yeah. Lady Gaga wearing a meat suit. Like, why? You don't need to be all that. You're talented.
Justin Bieber, when he came out as, like, this little innocent boy, and now he's like, oh, I had struggles. Right. I had struggles. I got tattoos because I like had white struggles.
Little Wayne with all his tats.
Yeah, I'm like, real. Weren't you in a boy? Like, what happened? Oh, my God. How did you get corrupted in what?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's bad.
And what is his music?
Wasn't he discovered by Usher?
He was.
I heard he was just he just made a song in Spanish. Is that true?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if this is true.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Oh my gosh.
But we make these people famous.
Unfortunately.
Somehow. I don't even think we do anymore. I think the industry tells us what we like.
Yeah.
But look at, I mean,
because we're all too stupid to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But look at the Kardashians. That's insane.
They're following for what? What do you do?
Being whores?
Yeah, ugly whores at that. No offense. Well, I don't actually care. Offense, yes.
Offense meant.
But yeah, they're
but
ugly.
But people are diehard fans.
For like, what? Why? What do they do?
For being in reality TV.
I understand being a fan of like an artist or a musician or like somebody meaningful, but not...
Not a reality face. TV yeah. star?
What's right. the point? What are you worshiping?
I think everybody just wants to fit that image, that rich, luxury lifestyle.
More than ever, I think. I think the recent generations, like the YouTube generation,
yeah,
everyone wants to be famous. Everyone's taking their 5 minutes, 15 minutes or 30 seconds or whatever have you, because it's become so easily accessible and so easy to start. Everyone wants to be famous, so.
Everybody like, there's wants, no... So, yeah. better way to get to make it and make money. And
you know, that's another one of my biggest pet peeves about women, like women that use their tits over their talents. That fucking drives me insane.
Yeah,
because it's, I mean, don't get me wrong, power to you if you're making your way across, but like yeah. if you can manage to get through with your talent, like that's so much more respectable.
Yeah, than right. your body.
Then, why, oh, this hot chick.
Why does every artist now have to take a stand against something?
Yes, like, I'm against this, I'm against that.
We should
that.
Focus on working on your shitty music and then have an opinion. Because if I can't listen to your shit, why are you relevant to me?
True.
Why should I listen to you?
How many littles are there in the world right now?
Oh, yeah, like...
Like, little thug, little nugget.
Spoons. Little carpet.
Little patch.
Little.
Little.
Little squared.
Ugh.
Little the Fifth.
Or Young Blood.
Oh, yes.
Young Little Youngster.
It's too much.
It is.
Yeah.
No originality whatsoever.
And that unoriginal thing even stretches into, like, the most creative, I think, like, electronic music. You know what I'm talking about?
What about it? I know.
How everyone kind of does the same thing now?
Yeah, it's all the same, like...
Right.
Like, it's just the same, like...
Since EDM took over, that is all it is.
For real.
And also, everyone's a DJ now.
That's everyone's true. A DJ.
Everyone's
yes.
a DJ.
Everybody.
My music arrangement is so eclectic, y'all.
I put my iTunes on shuffle.
Yeah,
iTunes
it's not library. Even like they're scratching DJs. They're not like mixing things. They're just like on a computer.
Well, people don't even use like
this is actually my Spotify playlist. I thought it was really good.
People use CDJs now, so it's not even like turntables. It's just little tiny CD players.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's not respectable.
There's some real talent out there if you watch YouTube videos on street performers and shit.
Of course there is, but they never get recognized.
Yeah.
Speaking of famous YouTubers, one person that annoys the crap out of me is a violinist. Forget her name.
The one that's like kind of cute and like young and she doesn't look like a classical musician.
All she plays is covers of like nerd things.
Yeah.
And everyone praises her for it.
Lindsay Sterling. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I see how people like her, but I don't give a fuck.
Do like, you're not the first person to do it. You're just the first person to, like...
To imitate it.
Be cute doing it.
Right. I feel like a lot of people do that, though. They pick something that somebody... Like, oh, everybody's really into Pokemon, so I'm going to make Pokemon art. Because I know everyone's into Pokemon.
Exactly.
It's not it's anything such you want to do. You're doing it.
It's so unoriginal.
Yeah.
It brings us back to pandering. They're focusing on what the audience wants and delivering it. But it's kind of a washed out.
Generic.
Watered down version, you know? So.
It's just like the same as everything else. Nothing is unique anymore.
Nope, nothing. Everything has to have a fan base. That's what annoys me more than anything.
Do you think it's because everyone gets a ribbon now?
Probably.
You're special.
So I don't want to do better than anyone else. I don't want to hurt their feelings. I'll just do what they're doing.
Right.
Stupid.
No. Stupid.
You know what I did hear, though, that was really cool? So when we went trick-or-treating recently, I mean, not recently, but like in, obviously, Halloween, we went and there was this garage with three people. I think there was like a keyboardist, a drummer, and maybe a guitarist. And they also had like this skeleton playing this like, I don't know if it was the drum or some kind of weird, dude, it was the coolest thing in the world. Yes. Not only did they have like skeletons attached to them that were like following the movement and the music was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I don't know, maybe there is cool shit out there.
Yeah, but those people don't usually get recognized.
One of my favorite bands is Apne Park. They kind of cut their teeth on goth. Then when that became popular, they kind of switched over to steampunk. And then now that's going popular, they're kind of this post-apocalypse punk. And they're a cool band. I mean, but they're focused on their music more than anything. They don't care about a lot. I mean, sure, they have their fan base, and they have fans all over the world. It's kind of cool, but... I'm watching them grow over the past couple years, and it's amazing. But there's still that level of creativity on people who are still not considered mainstream. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. There used to be this band that was, I think it was like one of the first bands that I saw do this. It was Night at the Wrecking Ball. They're so cool. And they used to play shows, but it was like three guys, same thing, drummer, guitarist, and something else. And they would rotate. So like throughout the song, they were rotating instruments.
Nice.
It was the coolest thing in the world because it was just like, man, like all three of you are super talented. Not only can you play one thing, you're like playing all three instruments and you guys are keeping a beat. Like, this is awesome.
That's legit.
That is awesome.
Another band I like. Kind of below the horizon is a steam-powered giraffe.
I have never heard of them.
They're kind
of
cool. They're out of California, and they paint their faces all like animatronic robots, and they play very animatronic.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool. They're so talented musicians. Their songs are okay. I kind of described them as the Wiggles for adults.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an entertaining performance nonetheless. So
that's Have you cool. guys ever heard? I just recently heard about them, and it's... Okay, maybe it's not... Maybe they're not called The Foot. Hmm. Or the. Maybe they just sing about feet.
Ew.
But they are,
ew.
Dude, but they're like the funnest group. And they'll put like paint on like tarps. So you have to like go barefoot and like dance and like this paint. They ew. Just have
disgusting.
Get your pornography out of our
their
podcast.
Their foot fetish. It's, but the performance is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm about performances.
Totally.
Same as like... Live
okay,
shows.
How do y'all feel about Weird Al?
Love Weird Al.
I also love Weird Al.
Weird I do love shit. Weird Al.
Like, I don't care.
I feel like
his
you're
fucking
not.
Parodies are fucking hilarious.
I feel like
hilarious.
You are not a valid performer unless you've been parodied by Weird Al.
True.
Because think of who's awesome. Been parodied on his latest album, Mandatory Fun.
Who?
You got, what's his name? I forgot his name already. He was on The Voice. Black guy.
CeeLo?
No, not CeeLo.
Usher.
Not Usher. Where's the fedora, usually?
Pharrell.
He's a good performer. I like his music. And he got a song parodied by Weird Al, so.
Really? That's awesome. Very awesome, yeah.
Who else is there?
Like, obscure people.
How obscure?
Obscure? I don't know. Just... Any well, level?
Rocket, who are some of your favorite bands?
Me?
That's what I said. Get off your phone.
Pucifer.
Who's that?
It's... Oh, don't make me think of people's names right now, because I can't.
What do they do? What kind of music?
I can't explain it. Don't. Okay. Put it... No, someone else go. I can't think right now.
Okay, how do you guys feel about math rock? What? Have you ever heard of that?
I don't think I've heard of math rock.
So it's basically chaotic music. It's like all the instruments at the same time, but not in a melody. I mean, I guess it does make sense to some people that understand math rock, which is like
what?
0.1% of people.
Weird.
It's the worst. And so my roommate used to play math rock. That's how I know about it. Don't
That's
think
horrible.
That I'm like educated in math rock. I just know about it because of my roommate. They used to play it, and I didn't understand it, but apparently now it's a thing, and there's a whole name for it, which I don't know off the top of my head right now.
Interesting.
Math that sounds
rock.
Awful.
Chaotic. Ridiculous.
Mathematical, bro.
I don't understand.
Yep.
Did y'all play Rock Band?
Of course.
I hated Rock Band.
Really?
I
Why?
I still hate it.
Or Guitar Hero?
Yeah. I don't know. There's the one song that drives me insane, too, that everybody plays.
The freaking Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Math.
No.
Math.
Yeah, that's one. But there's another annoying Wait. Song.
Or I'm a creep.
That one annoys the hell out of me. Ever since they used it for that Facebook movie.
Like, what the hell am I doing here?
Me.
I don't like depressive male voices like that.
That song was great until... Everyone liked it.
And everybody did it. It was fine until, like, people started covering it and, like...
I hate when
overplayed.
A song gets overplayed. Yeah.
Sometimes the covers do not do it justice. They're sometimes worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to redo. Like, that would be like somebody trying to redo Stairway to Heaven. It just would not work out.
I could see some dumb rapper doing Stairway to Heaven.
Okay, stop. Uh-uh. People just need to stop redoing things.
Remember when all those rappers would reboot, like... classic rock songs, or they did like mixes over like Crazy Train.
Yes.
And I was like, no, what are you doing?
Yes.
Stop it. Oh, that was bad. I hate that.
I know.
You know who really sucks?
Who?
Hoobastank. And I think it's because I fucking hate that name. Like, Hoobastank.
That is a pretty dumb name.
Yeah,
and
it is
fuck
a
them.
Stupid name.
So, that being said, what kind of music do you listen to nowadays? Like, what's on your... If I open Pandora or Spotify, what would I find?
Right now, you would find on my Pandora, my, like, last three listens are System of a Down Radio, Ozzy Osbourne Radio, and I think Redbone Radio. Nice.
So it depends on my mood. If I'm,
you gotta be in a mood.
If I'm trying to wake up or like get going, I have to listen to like Missy Elliott and fucking some like old school fucking Ja Rule or LL Cool J, like
nice.
Holler at your girl. But if I'm like angry or just trying to get through the day, then I'm listening to like Acid Witch, High on Fire, always Black Sabbath.
Nice.
What about you?
Me? I listen to a lot of Japanese pop.
Japanese pop.
What does that sound like?
It's pretty something fun.
Amazing. I listen to like Perfume or
it literally sounds like Bubbles
and
like Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh my god. Okay. Totally. Yeah, so it is like bubble music. Like beep 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 beep
beep beep beep. It's good time music. I listen to a lot of
like happy hardcore.
Yeah. Happy hardcore.
Is it like actual like people playing instruments?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
One of my favorite bands out of Japan, the Stereo Pony. It's an all female rock group. Three girls, all pretty hot.
There's some interesting bands that come out of Japan.
Then, yeah. Of course, I listen to like speed metal and like Dragon Force, like Graven Image, those Norwegian or European metal bands that are fucking killing it right now.
Yeah.
Used to be one in Texas called Dead Horse that was legit. They're just hardcore black metal, and they just recently announced they're breaking up, so.
That sucks.
It made me sad.
Losing a good group.
And what about? I listen to a lot of classic rock, dad rock.
Dad rock.
I love oldies too.
How? What kind of oldies are you talking about? Because there is oldies, and that's like 20s swing, like, and big band.
Yeah, that's old.
Like,
that's not good.
Happy oldies, like Dream Lover. Cause so I don't have to dream alone. Like, nice. Shit like that.
I don't know. I listen to a lot of different stuff. I think we all do. What about Death Clock?
Death Clock, of course.
Yeah. Did you watch Metalocalypse?
Yeah.
I fucking love that show.
That was the greatest show.
One of the best shows. And the fact that they were like a legit...
greatest fake metal band
like
ever.
Awesome, yeah. Like awesome band.
How do you guys feel about... Fear? How do you guys feel about the new Gwar?
I like new Gwar.
It's not...
a little sad when... What's his face died, but...
Yeah.
But they're still Gwar. I like
them. Yeah, it's a little different to me.
A little bit.
A little bit. But not too terribly bad.
I don't know that I would see them live again. Like, I don't know that I'd be like, oh, I gotta go see Gwar.
Really?
It'd totally be the same Gwar if you saw it.
You think it would be the same?
It'd throw blood all over everybody. And
I know, I love it.
It'd be great.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a sad day.
What's one show that you want to see? Or person or artist or whatever? Group?
I don't go to concerts. I hate people and I hate noise, so.
I feel the same way. I don't like crowds, but I just recently went to the Ween concert, and it was really good. Like, I forgot what it was like.
To be at a show.
That one that's coming to Circuit of the Americas sounds pretty awesome. I think it has, like, Anthrax, Mastodon.
Oh, yes.
And, like, four other just fucking awesome power metal bands. It's like,
It's coming soon, right?
It's coming soon.
In
a few months.
They did this whole, like, metal fucking... Excuse me. We got really into that. They did this, like, metal Halloween fucking badass show a couple years ago when I was pregnant. And I tried to go, but I was, like, it was on my due date.
So you couldn't really go.
It was awful.
I would have wanted to see Diantwoord.
Yeah.
We were going to go, and I was pregnant, so that's the only reason we didn't. I thought it might get crazy. Chainsaw just ran away to cough.
Dedication. She's dedicated to the quality sound of the podcast.
Yay. Who else, though?
I'd see Brett Allen in concert.
David Bowie. I can never say it right.
David Bowie.
I'm a horrible fan.
I don't care for him.
I would want to see him live.
I would not.
I would.
I wish I could have seen Prince.
I don't care for Prince.
I fucking love Prince. Like, I want to be Prince. I think I could. I think if I really tried, I could look like Prince.
I don't care for his music, but as a person, he's cool. I know he did like some little guest spots on some TV shows a couple years ago that I watched, and he was pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't really care for his music, especially fucking Raspberry Beret. I just cannot stand that song, and it comes on one of the radio stations here that we listen to all the time. Well, not us, but somebody in the work environment. Like, every 5 minutes. It's the worst.
It's the worst.
I love him.
Ozzy.
I would go see Ozzy if I could.
Mm-hmm. I want to be in his family. I think I belong there.
Wow.
They should just adopt me. Osbournes, please adopt me.
How do you feel about Danzig? He's so old.
Super old.
He's the worst now. I mean, maybe always has been the worst, but like definitely the worst now.
You know who's like so old but still kills it?
Who?
ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Their newest album is like fucking amazing.
Confession, I've never seen Willie Nelson.
Really?
I don't really care for Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Willie Nelson... He made his career out of songwriting.
Again, he's one of those...
kind of fell into the performer aspect of it when they figured, oh, this guy can play.
He's one of those people for me that's also like, you're cool as a person, but I don't care for your music.
He's an Austin legend, but you have to like old country to like him.
But yeah. I feel like it's that. It's a legend that I feel like everyone has seen, but I haven't. And it's not really a priority.
There are legends I don't care for. Everyone loves Jimi Hendrix. I don't really care for his music.
Really? How do you feel about Bob Marley?
Bob Marley? I can get behind some of his... Some what he's throwing down.
I'm not usually in the mood to listen to that.
It's so overplayed.
Yeah, overplayed. Exactly. That's what it is.
But it's it was a good message at the time. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Still kind of
You
is,
can't deny the quality.
Despite the fact that, you know, 420 culture has ripped it out and
just
pissed all over it and made it their own.
Exactly. Everything's ruined nowadays. Like, nothing's truly appreciated. It's just, like, overplayed and ruined. I don't know how else to describe it.
Right, like Queen. I think
Queen. I can't fucking listen to...
Can't turn the radio on.
I
want to
ride my bicycle.
Stop.
I don't want to ride my bicycle, Queen.
Queen was so ahead of her time, and nowadays they play it so
but
much.
But it's overplayed, yeah. Everything is overplayed.
It sucks.
I really think that the robots are going to do the comeback as far as music goes, because that's what's going to be. Like, robots are going to start making music, and it's going to be some crazy shit.
There is a band that's, like, literally robots.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, I'm not joking. They came here not too long ago. I was supposed to go see it, and I don't remember what happened, but it's literally, like, a band made out of robots.
But is it run by, like, humans?
No, it's all computer programmed. Like, everything runs by itself.
But
obviously a human weird. Controls the computer and programs
about,
it.
Hatsune Miku.
What is that?
A digital performer from Japan who is basically just a synthesized voice. He took a voice sample off of an actress and made a voice module for it, and they write music for her and she sings, and on her live stages she has a live band backing her up with holograms. It's fucking amazing.
That sounds like fucking In Arthur.
Yes! That's exactly.
Pinky.
That's not too far from the truth. Vocaloid is a big program out there used for making music on the lowest to highest levels. So.
That's insane. I love that shit on Arthur, though. That was my shit. I love that episode.
That's the biggest takeaway of the greatest digital pop singer of our day is I love Arthur.
Oh, that's crazy.
There's something else I was going to say, but I totally just forgot because you sidebarred me with Arthur.
I'm sorry.
You just did the fist like Arthur as well. You Arthur memed.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
How did you guys feel about the Tupac hologram?
Why?
That came out.
Can't you enjoy his music without his image?
You could have just brought him out alive. Oh, just kidding. He's not alive. He's dead. But
why? Why is he dead?
I don't know. Because I don't know. Because he is.
Because
he got shot.
Stupid BS People need to grow the fuck up.
Isn't that weird, too, that that's still a thing in our culture where it's like, oh, you were in my hood, though.
Right?
Were you wearing blue in my hood?
You shopped at my Kroger's?
How do we still have to represent? There's a
comedian I love who he was talking about that very thing. And he said, I can't wear blue now. And he's like, these guys come up and we're like, what hood you repping, bro? And he's like, sir, I'm claiming adulthood.
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Yeah, I can't believe that this the gang community is still that strong.
It's crazy and unnecessary. Like, we get it. You're hard. Quit back your shit. Just go fucking live your life. You don't have to prove anything to anyone.
You should take care of your fucking family.
And pull your pants up. I can't stand. Like, how are you going to run?
How are you walking?
How are you? Yeah, you're going to trip and fall with your waddling ass underwear. Like,
oh my gosh.
I can't.
It's crazy. Fucking funny. Yeah. Well, I guess that about wraps it up for music for today.
Get it? That's a wrap.
Wicka wicka.
Don't.
No. All right, well.
Gucci gang. 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 Spent the rice on new chain. My bitch love do cocaine. Ooh. I fuck a bitch, I forgot name. Yeah. I can't buy no Benoit ring. Ooh. Rather go and buy Balmain's. Ayy. Gucci gang. Gucci gang. Gucci gang.